We started a new series last Sunday for 2021. It actually will extend into 2022 for a few weeks as we look at Jesus throughout the Bible. And the title of my series is Jesus is In. One of the things that sort of prompted me to think along this path is a song that I've shared here before, He Is. It's recorded by Aaron Jeffries, but it goes through the books of the Bible highlighting things about Jesus, the Messiah, as you go throughout each book. And in Exodus, the lyrics of that song in Exodus, the Passover Lamb. And when we think about Exodus, we also find Jesus personified in a number of ways. If we were to look throughout the entire book, we see it in the life of Moses as he was the deliverer of Israel out of Egypt. Jesus is the deliverer out of the land of sin. The manna from heaven is shared in Exodus when we see that as they're wandering around in the wilderness. But Jesus talks about in John chapter 6, and we did it in the series of I Am's that we did earlier in 2020, where Jesus said, I am the bread of life. And he was speaking to his audience about, well, you know, you had manna that came from heaven. I'm the bread from heaven. And so we see Jesus personified here in Exodus as well. And the rock that was struck at Horeb, we read about it in Exodus 17. Paul talks about in Corinthians, just a couple chapters from the scripture we use for our communion today, just back one chapter, actually, in chapter 10. He talks about that spiritual rock, when the Israelites cried out that they were thirsty and they received physical water, he said it was a spiritual rock, and that spiritual rock is Jesus Christ. But today we're going to explore Jesus as the Passover Lamb. Would you please stand as we honor the reading of God's Word? The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt, this month is to be for you the first month of your year. Tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each man is to take a lamb for his family, one for each household. If any household is too small for a whole lamb, they must share one with their nearest neighbor, having taken into account the number of people there are. You are to determine the amount of lamb needed in accordance with what each person will eat. The animals you choose must be year-old males without defect, and you may take them from the sheep or the goats. Take care of them until the 14th day of the month, when all the members of the community of Israel must slaughter them at twilight. Then they are to take some of the blood and put it on the sides and tops of the door frames of the houses where they eat the lambs. That same night they are to eat the meat roasted over the fire, along with bitter herbs and bread made without yeast. Do not eat the meat raw or boiled in water, but roast it over a fire with the head, legs, and internal organs. Do not leave any of it till morning. If some is left till morning, you must burn it. This is how you are to eat it, with your cloak tucked into your belt, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. Eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. On that same night, I will pass through Egypt and strike down every firstborn of both people and animals. I will bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt. The word of God for the people of God. The Lamb of God was announced in the Gospels by John the Baptist. We read about it in the Gospel of John right in the first chapter. And there's a couple of places that John is talking to the crowd. And as Jesus is there, he says, behold, the Lamb of God. Now in our scripture today, it's the first Passover, but as we continue to read here in this chapter and continuing chapters after this, we find that it was to continue as an annual ordinance for the people of Israel to remember what God did for them on that first Passover, that first time of deliverance. But as we look throughout scripture, we find that Paul called Jesus our Passover in 1 Corinthians. Earlier on, we're talking about Exodus today, and I keep referring back to 1 Corinthians. This is like the third time this morning. But as we looked at communion in 1 Corinthians, but even in 1 Corinthians 5, Paul speaks about Jesus being our Passover. About that verse, the Faith Life Study Bible says, lambs were slaughtered during the Passover feast to atone for sin. Christ died for the same purpose. His was the final payment for sin. So we look through other places in Scripture. We read in Acts that some of you remember the story that there was a eunuch traveling, and disciple was whisked over to the eunuch to share with him. And as they were sitting in the chariot there, this is the passage of scripture the eunuch was reading. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In 1 Peter, Peter writes, "But with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect." Jesus met all the requirements of the Passover lamb. No blemish. He was without sin. And so we read, even in the Gospels and the New Testament, pointing back here to Exodus, to the Passover lamb, that Jesus is here, even in Exodus. John, as he wrote what he saw in the Revelation, he said, "I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. The lamb had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth." We find Jesus in the lamb in Exodus. We also see blood here in our scripture today. And the blood shares with us forgiveness. Forgiveness comes through the shedding of blood all throughout Scripture. The atonement for sin, God has always required the shedding of blood. We find it clear back in Genesis, and we find it all through the Old Testament. That was the basis for the sacrificial system in the temple that we read about all through the Old Testament. But we know through Scripture that Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice. The Hebrew writer shares, "In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness." We have complete forgiveness of sin only through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. He became that ultimate sacrifice. I'm glad we don't have the sacrificial system where you all would have had to bring me some animals this morning and let their blood drip outside and place the meat on the altar and then come on in. I'm glad we don't do all of that. Jesus took care of that for us. He's the once and for all sacrifice. His blood is sufficient. The shedding of his blood is good for all sins of the past, all sins of the present, and all the sins we're going to commit. His blood, we find complete forgiveness. You know, as we look at our scripture today, we found some instructions for the blood of the Lamb. And we're instructed to put it on the sides and tops of the door frame, perhaps similar to this picture here. To take the blood of that of the lamb, that one without blemish, and take that lamb's blood, and on the outside door frame, to put it on the sides and across the top. And when God, or his angel, as some translations do it, came by that house, they would see that blood and pass over. Think about Jesus on the cross, his hands and his feet nailed there, the thorn of crowns pressed upon his head, drawing blood, and the bleeding that was coming from all over his body from the beating he received before they marched him up to Calvary. And as we think about the blood on the door frame there at that first Passover, perhaps we can envision a picture of a cross and the blood of Jesus Christ. We find Jesus shed blood in Exodus. In our scripture today, we find in that last verse, "The blood will be a sign for you on the house where you are." A sign for you. A pledge of God's mercy. It was a way for the Israelites of that night to publicly announce to the world and to God that they belong to him. We're his people. We're Jehovah God's people. And we're going to follow his instructions. And he says, put this blood. Apply this blood on our house. And not only is it a visual sign for God and his angels, but it's a visual sign to all of Egypt of that day and to their neighbors. We belong to God. And we're going to follow what he says to do. You know, you and I, as the church and as Christians, we take the name of Christian. We take the name of Christ. It's in the name, Christian. Christian meaning belonging to Christ. If we do that I-A-N at the end of whatever it is, it means we belong to what it is. In this case, Christian, belonging to Christ. We take the name of Christian and publicly announce to the world, we belong to him. And it's something to get excited about. And we can be excited about. In the song, "Pass It On," that was played during Greg's pictures, the last phrase of that song, I'll shout it from the mountaintop. I want my world to know the Lord of love has come to me. I want to pass it on. That's what it means to have the blood on our house. That's what it means to follow the instructions of God. To announce to the world that we belong to Him. And then we have the opportunity to shout it from wherever we're at. If it's the mountaintop or wherever it is, we can shout it. That the Lord of love has come to us. And we want to pass it on. We want to share what we have with the world. That's what God has called us to do. You know, above all other things, we belong to Him, the Passover Lamb. Doesn't matter where we are. You can be anywhere in the world. Dare I say, anywhere in the solar system or in this galaxy or in this universe. And you still belong to the Passover Lamb. Doesn't matter who the current leader is. We still belong to Jesus. Doesn't matter our circumstances, good, bad, or in between, or a mixture of all of it. We still belong to Jesus, the Passover Lamb. We belong to God through the Passover Lamb that hung on a cross. His name is Jesus Christ. And because of His sacrifice for us, spiritual death passes over, and we enter into eternal life. Jesus is an exodus.